With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kim Newstrom, who's Development Director for Habitat for Humanity, here to talk about some events that are taking place in connection with Habitat coming up very soon. And I know, you know, on days like today, I guess it makes all of us feel very grateful to have a warm, cozy house.
Absolutely.
You know, and I know that that is Habitat's mission, is really to make it possible for those people who can't to own their own cozy houses.
Absolutely. We're all taking refuge yes. as of late out of this rain and weather. And you're right. It does fall right in line with what Habitat does, which is offering safe, affordable housing for people who are in need. And one of the things that we're talking about today is we are opening up our homeowner application process. This happens roughly once a year. Of course, we get calls year round, people saying, how do I get a house? You know, when can I get a house? How does the process work? And so on February 1st, we're opening up the application process, and we'll actually be holding two meetings to get more information at the Hyman Park Rec Center, which is on South Orange Street. And those two dates are February 1st and February 8th. It's an evening sort of meeting. It's starting at 6 o'clock to 7:30 to get more details about the application process, what sorts of documentation we're looking for and need. To then go on and make the decision as to, you know, who qualifies for homes, how many available homes we'll be having in the next year. I think our goal is to try and build 10 new at least in the next year. And the weather is affected by it as well. Mm-hmm. We haven't been able to pour slabs and form things up, but hopefully that'll be clearing up soon. But we'll be having those information meetings, like I said, on the 1st and the 8th of February. But the entire process will be open all the way until March 8th. That's the deadline to get in an application to see if you would qualify for a Habitat home.
You know, I think a lot of people have misconceptions about how homes are, how that transfers to people. I think some people may think that they're just given, but it's actually a collaboration with people who want the homes. They actually purchase them.
Absolutely. And, you know, Habitat is a home builder, but we're also a home lender. Mm-hmm. We finance a home at 0% interest for someone who qualifies for that Habitat home. So they may have a 10, 20, or 30-year mortgage, just like the rest of us. But these homes are able to be built more affordably because of the use of our volunteer hours and volunteer power, that is, along with getting house sponsorships from corporate donors and things such as that. So, yes, they pay a mortgage note just like everyone else. And the things that qualify homeowners for a Habitat home are need, making sure that determining the type of shelter they're currently in, how many people are living in the household. It can be a family of sorts, and that has many meanings. It could be a non-traditional family, as far as there may be a grandparent living with grandchildren raising them. So that's non-traditional as well. It could be overcrowded living conditions. And then also we look at the cost of their current housing. If it exceeds 30% of their household income, there is a financial need for them to get into their own home, get out of maybe a rent situation into something that's a little more affordable to them. And we do look at their ability to pay. We look at their job history, make sure there's something sustainable happening in their work life and that they will be able to afford this. We don't want to set someone up in a new home situation that ultimately will fail by not being able to pay the note or overextending themselves. Right. So a lot of work goes into that, looking at the debt-to-income ratio and making sure they'll have the ability to keep paying. And then also a willingness to partner with Habitat. It's great that there's a need and an ability, but we also look to these accepted homeowners for sweat equity, in that they, before they get to move into their home, they will have completed 300 to 450 sweat equity hours. Now, that's either working on their own home, working on another Habitat home, or working in our restore. So they put in time and sweat, just like our volunteers do, mm-hmm. and just like our staff does as well, to really show that their willingness to assume responsibility for the home, its construction. And then we also do a little bit of financial training for them as well to make sure that, again, once they get into a new home, home situation, we all know that there are things that break and we have to prepare for. And so we want them to also be prepared for those homeowner headaches that we all have, regardless of who our mortgage lender is.
Right. And just requiring that many hours almost ensures that they'll know so much more about maintaining a home. Many of us don't have some of the skills. And so this really gives them the skills to maintain the homes that they acquire.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Habitat for Humanity. Kim Newstrom is the development director for the local Habitat for Humanity. Applications for acquiring a home open up in February, and there will be two meetings. Do you have to register in advance for the meetings, or can you show up?
No, you can show up, I'm sure. The applications will be available at those meetings, but also our applications will be available on our website and also at our office, which is right there on Johnson Street, 714 Johnson Street. But no, you don't need to make a reservation. And again, our website is habitatlafayette.org. You can get more details there. And again, the process will be open all the way until March 8th. By 5 o'clock, everything has to be turned in. And from there, these applications go towards a family services committee. And that committee starts looking at the completeness of applications, the need, and again, all these other requirements, a willingness to partner and ability to pay and things like that. So there's no shortage of people looking to get situated as a homeowner and especially through Habitat. So mm-hmm. we encourage people to find out more information. Again, those meeting dates, February 1st and 8th, those are both Fridays in the evening from 6 to 7:30 roughly. Mm-hmm. And you can call our office at 261-5041 for more details.
Some of our listeners may be curious about you know, obviously they're built locally. How are they designed? Who designs Habitat homes?
Well, we have a lot of designs that come to us from our umbrella organization, Habitat International. But we have recently begun partnering over the past year or so with the UL Architecture Department. We have a need for a four-bedroom house right now for a family on the larger end. And that's not something that we have a lot of access to plans for. So Jeff Jertson and his grad students, they've done a great job at looking at the need of this particular family and giving us some design options. And it's been a good experience for the students as well to sort of see a practical layout of someone that, you know, the home will eventually come to fruition for.
Right. And for those people acquiring a home to have it maybe have a little more flavor of the community.
Right. And the neighborhood we're getting ready to start building in is Macomb Vise, which is around the 12th Street, kind of off Pinhook down there by Pack and Paddle, sort of in that area. And our approach is to make these homes that we're building blend with some of the existing architecture and landscaping that's already there. So that's what we're going into it with that mindset, that we don't want these homes necessarily to stand out as something that wasn't there 20 or 30 years ago.
Right, look, yeah, like maybe they came from Maine or something.
Right, exactly. We want it to feel like part of the neighborhood.
Right. How do people get involved in Habitat? Obviously, you need a lot of volunteer hours. What's your mechanism for volunteering?
Well, right now we're hosting volunteer orientations twice a month at the United Way campus, which is near our ReStore right there at 215 East Pinhook. And they're usually on a Tuesday evening. It lasts about an hour and a half. And that gives a synopsis of our construction site volunteers as well as the need at our ReStore for volunteers. So that's a way you can get more information. You can call our office. We can give you those dates and also just give you some details. We approach a lot of groups, but we also have a lot of individuals that come to us just to work on a Saturday. And we obviously don't encourage people just to show up because we need to know that we're adequately staffed at all times. But we can schedule people according to their schedule and their convenience for when they can come out.
Oh, it's a great way to give to the community.
It is.
Now, one of the ways that you help to support your efforts in the community and also give access to people who may not be able to afford it, building materials, is your ReStore
yes.
in Lafayette. And I know you're very excited about it. People have been extremely generous about donating items to ReStore. Tell us about ReStore.
Yeah, well, it's a great time of year. A lot of people are cleaning stuff out. Maybe they got new appliances. Maybe they're redecorating or renovating their home. So all of those items that people are pulling out of their existing homes, as long as they work. We don't take something that's broken or inoperable, but we can come and pick it up, and we turn those items into our ReStore, and it's sort of like a nonprofit version of a home improvement store. Mm-hmm. You can go there and find lamps, light fixtures, plumbing fixtures, lumber. People donate sets of cabinets to us, dishwashers and washers and dryers when they themselves have upgraded. And so those are things that stay out of a landfill. We don't have to throw those away. People don't have to haul it off anywhere. We'll come pick it up. And then that money that these items are then sold for goes directly back into Habitat and helps our efforts to build safe, affordable housing.
I know you're going to be collecting, in addition to all the things that get donated to Restore, you're having an electronics recycling day at Restore, and a lot of people are going to be really excited to hear about
that. Right. Well, LCG does a great job here with their recycling. Mm-hmm. I think they do it twice a year. Mm-hmm. One thing they have not taken on yet, because it is a big undertaking, aside from what they already do, is electronics or e-recycling, things that we all have in our closet or our attic, that antiquated computer that you didn't want to throw in your trash can, that big CPU unit, a printer, cell phones, televisions, things like that. So on Saturday, February 23rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Restore, we've contracted with a third party called 5R Processors. They bring in big 18-wheelers and dollies and lifts and things like that. And we're just going to have people cycling in and out, dropping off those items, getting them out of their own homes, and then this company takes it off. And, you know, we get a small percentage of the money, but it's really not about us getting money from this event. It's exposing people, number one, to our Restore, because it will be located on the Restore grounds, but also a service to the community, because, like I said, we all have those things. And you feel bad throwing a microwave in a trash can
that
or a computer.
Exactly.
And I think also for $10, if you have a hard drive that you want to be erased, you know,
they'll
maybe you have some documents on there that you just want to make sure that are out in the ether. Nobody else could get them. I think for $10, they'll bulk erase everything for you. But again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. Just gather up all your things. And at the Restore, which is 215 East Penhook, we'll be there. And while you're there, after you drop your stuff off, you can stop and shop around the Restore. Yes.
And help Habitat for Humanity. If you are tuning in right now, my guest, Kim Newstrom, is Development Director at Habitat for Humanity here in our community, talking about their homeowner applications, which are opening up in February. There will be two meetings. You can find out more about that going to their website or calling their office, and then the electronics recycling day on the 23rd of February. And we'll be keeping you apprised more about that as
Thanks.
That day gets closer.
And I also want to thank Speak and Griff Blakewood. They're going to be helping us in staffing volunteers to process what we hope to be a huge influx of electronic recycling.
So we should all start gathering those.
Gathering, dust them. You don't even have to dust them off, probably. Just bring them on out.
So. Well, Kim, thank you so much. I know everyone appreciates the work that Habitat does. And so many in our community have volunteered. If anyone out there would like to volunteer, please find out more about it. As Kim mentioned, not only is there construction work, but there's the Restore where you can volunteer as well.
Yes, thanks, Judith.
Thank you.